This is Phil Ferrand, and I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It looked like for a while that I was going to have to come in tomorrow, but, you know, sometimes things just work out. So, it's so interesting. I'll get to that in a minute. As far as the writing goes, everything is fine. I have all the books uploaded, and they are actually available. I'm not announcing them yet. I should say the print copies are available. I haven't announced them all yet simply because I am in the process of creating the Kindle and EPUB versions. One of the reasons I took the class at the beginning of the year on InDesign, Adobe InDesign it's called, was because I wanted to be able to produce my own ebooks as opposed to paying someone $125 to do the Kindle version and the EPUB version. CreateSpace will do a Kindle version for me for $69, but still, I plan to be doing a lot of books over time, and that's going to add up. And I could buy InDesign after taking this class as part of a package from the student discount for $399. So, hey, you know, it doesn't take many $129 charges, i.e. about 3.5, before you get that money back. And I had four books to do, so ta-da! Anyway, so I have been, over the last week, pounding away making these different versions. I actually was a little nervous because there wasn't a direct Kindle export from InDesign out of the box, but lo and behold, Amazon already made a plugin for InDesign for doing this. Ta-da! This is what happens when you work with industry standard tools. Everybody makes plugins for them. So, I downloaded the Kindle plugin, and you know what? Worked just fine. There were a few little things I had to learn about, but I think I've pretty well got that under control. I've done two books now where I've created the Kindle versions, and it seems to work fine. I also have been learning how to put together an EPUB, which is an adventure in itself. And InDesign actually does have an EPUB export as well. Doesn't seem to work quite as well as the Kindle export. Few more settings, but maybe that's just because of EPUB. And there's actually one spot where I have to go in and manually fix the EPUB XML. But I have a tool that helps me with that too, so we're learning a lot of things. So at this point, I have calling and I have wanting and waiting, both done and out. And both of those are available on Kindle. We're still waiting for the blessed nod from Nook and from iBooks to say, oh yes, that's okay, we'll sell that. Seems to take much longer than it takes for Amazon to approve them. It's probably a staffing issue. And that all seems to be fine. I have two more left to do. I'm hoping to get those done over the next couple of days, and then we'll see. I am involved in a very interesting study of human dynamics at this point. Because I've been reading this Super Freakonomics and how that people respond to incentives. And so I thought, well, let's just try this. Because when I put a book up on Amazon, it kind of looks lonely without any reviews out there. And so I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll write the beta readers. And I'll say, okay, whoa, 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 there were more cars stopped there than I thought there were, but we're okay. What I thought I'd do is I ordered a bunch of copies for myself to give away for Christmas. And so I thought, you know, maybe I'll tell people that if they were a beta reader on the book and they go out to Amazon.com and leave a review, that I will send them a free copy of the book. That's an incentive. You know, going out and leaving a review, maybe 5 minutes, unless people agonize over it, which is very interesting. So I have 40 beta readers, and from the ones that I hear back, there's usually just a couple that say, I didn't really like the book. You know, most of them say, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Okay, so I'm thinking, this will work out fine. First thing that I learned very quickly is that people really don't read their emails or ignore their emails. So you don't really communicate very well. So I'm probably going to have to hit people 2 or 3 times. Hey, you know, the offer's still out there. Free book if you'll go get a review. Free book if you'll go get a review. I'm assuming that I'm going to have to hit people like 3 or 4 times. Posted on Facebook as well, but I have so many friends on Facebook, and they all have so many friends that people aren't going to see that. I have had a couple. And I have a very faithful friend who, like, I put the email out there, ta-da, here it is. And I mean, that guy, he was back within 15 minutes. Reviewed, put me on the list. Okay, buddy, I'm first. Yeah, there, thank you. Really nice guy. I mean, just the guy, real go-getter guy. So this is very interesting because I have provided an incentive, but it's only relative value about a 5 minute incentive or $5 incentive. Actually, by the time you get the book and I pay postage, it's probably about an $8 or $9 incentive. That's what it's costing me. So far, people are not jumping quickly to fill this out, not on the first try. So apparently that incentive is not high enough, or the emotional connection to the book was long ago enough that there's not a big push. This is the problem with trying to motivate the masses as opposed to just having relationships with people. On the other hand, some of my beta readers are people I know who have, for instance, said very kind things about the book to me. And when I say, you know, I could use one more quote for the back cover, they go, So apparently, there is more incentive for them to keep their heads down and not be noticed. There's a negative incentive for putting your neck out there and saying something. Or they really didn't like the book and they were just lying to me. But I think the types of comments I've gotten from people, I think that's not true, because some of the things they've told me privately about the books is that they really have positively affected their lives. And so it's just very interesting. It's very interesting. So probably what I'll do is I'll turn around, touch them a couple more times. I'm not actually getting the books until the 17th. So what I might do is I might remind them again. If I haven't used up all 15 slots, I might remind them again next week. And then when I actually get the books, I can say, okay, tomorrow night I'm sitting down to fill everything out and send the books out. So if you want a free book, because even when I do beta reading, people don't necessarily respond the first time. I get some response, but a lot of people, I have to remind them, and then I get a little more response and I remind them, and then finally I say, okay, this is the deadline, and then some people come rushing in at the last moment. So it's very interesting, because people are busy. They're distracted. They have things to do. When you say, oh man, I gotta go over there, I gotta look at this. I think one of the next emails, what I need to do maybe is to put in a link so they can just click on it and go right to it. But the problem with putting in a link is that sometimes that gets identified as spam then, and then it doesn't get sent. So, you know, it's always a challenge. It's always a challenge. But anyways, aside from that the week has gone well. I had one of those really interesting weeks where about Wednesday, I was thinking, I really don't have that much stuff to do. And there is a couple of side projects for the development team that look like need to be done. But those guys were just buried under work. They were trying to get an iPhone application put out. They were just buried. And so so I couldn't get in there to talk to them about that. But then on Wednesday, we had two things show up that were fairly big deals. And then a third thing, I was having all kinds of trouble trying to get logged in and stayed logged in. I mean, I would be logged in for a little while, and then all of a sudden I couldn't get to resources, and then, you know, everything would be gone, and I'd have to try it again. And I mean, it had gotten to the place that had been going on for like 10 days. From a week ago Monday, I was having troubles with it. And so that was a little bit of a challenge. I have to call up and say, can you unlock my account? You know, and so finally, I was talking to one of the guys that I report to there, and we started looking through it. We eventually got it worked out. So I had that and these other two kind of big things that, you know, potentially could have taken some time and a lot of research and, you know, would have been things that had the potential to come out not great. But I've learned over time to just kind of hold on and take things one step at a time and just keep moving forward. And it's so fascinating because I came in today, after yesterday, if we hit them both, and one of them looked like it was going to take some research time and it was going to take some work, and so I alerted one of the guys that I answered to there, you know, I ran down what the issues were, and I said, this may turn into some time. And he said, okay. He said, well, let's just, you know, let's just move forward with it. And so, and then the other thing was an issue that we had discussed yesterday with some of the data entry people. They were doing some more research, try to pin it down. I was not hopeful they were going to be able to pin it down, but you know, and then it was just sort of amorphous. We didn't know what was causing the problem. Thankfully, it was a fairly small problem. I mean, we ran some analysis yesterday, and it was 0.04% of the time it was happening. So I had those two things kind of looming. Got in today, was checking some things. I checked on the first problem, and seemed like the overnight processes had suddenly started, kind of got themselves out of a knot, and kaboom, everything was fine. So yay, that one took care of itself. Then the research actually that was done by the data entry people, they were able to find some good stuff. We went back, we did some testing. They were able to do some additional testing and confirm that it was happening. And so we've documented what's happening. And as it turns out, there may be nothing to fix because the program may be operating as designed. And when we look at the fixes we might put in, those fixes might be worse than the actual issue. And there is a way to fix the actual issue. And that is, the data entry people might just take one more pass through the data and look at it before they commit it. So what looked like they were going to be two gnarly problems to get fixed, within just a few hours sort of just evaporated. It's like, hey, well, there you go. Yay. Everything's good. And then we spent some time, finally, chasing down the problem with me getting locked out of my account. Turns out that weeks and weeks ago, I had tried to log on to one of the wireless servers, one of the new wireless servers there at my main client with my network credentials, which I was supposed to be able to do, and I logged on to it, but then I couldn't make it all the way through because they screened out certain mobile devices or something. There was some reason that I couldn't make it all the way through, so I didn't think anything of it. I disconnected. You know, I just kept it on 4G because that was faster anyways. And apparently behind the scenes, every minute or so, it was still going, hey, hello, to that wireless server. And then when I changed my password a week and a half ago, it was trying to go, hello, with the wrong password, and they were getting it logged as bad login attempts, and so then eventually it would lock my account. And so things would, they'd unlock my account, I'd be working along, and then things would just start going bad. So we got that worked out today. Hey, there we go. Now all of a sudden, all that stuff that I thought I was going to have to come in tomorrow for to get finished up and get everything working, it's disappeared. So I get to work at home tomorrow. Yay. It's amazing. This kind of all goes along the line of a TED Talk that I was watching. It is tangentially related, let's put it that way. Tangentially related to a TED Talk that I was watching just a few days ago. And unfortunately, it's late enough, it's almost 5:30 now, and it's late enough that it's dark enough that I cannot see my notes. So I will have to do this from memory. But I believe the TED Talk was called Nature,
excuse me,
Beauty and Gratitude. Very nice. Very nice. The speaker has been involved with nature photography and time-lapse photography for years and years and years and years and years and years. Specifically, time-lapse photography of flowers, of plants. And he was playing some of his stuff, and it is absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful. Of these flowers opening up and blossoming and growing. And I saw some other stuff on his website, these little mushrooms growing up. And he had another thing with strawberries, you know, the strawberries growing and they're all white. And then they turn this beautiful color of red. And just gorgeous stuff. And he was talking about the expressions that people have when they see these beautiful images. And he said most of the time, people say, oh my God. And he says, what does that mean when they say that? Well, I think maybe it's, I personally think maybe it's a throwback without them even realizing it to what they're really saying. They're saying, God, what a beautiful thing you have created here. But in his terminology, it was, oh, it's an expression, an exclamation that you suddenly see something you didn't see before. My, that it's something you are experiencing, that you are connected to. It's not outside you, it's inside you. And then the last one, God, is that you realize that you are connecting to something larger. Not just that the world is a collection of machines that are operating, but there is something transcendent about what you're seeing. And out of that, he segmented into talking about the wonder that is this ability to appreciate. Because he said, rightly so, as you look at the electromagnetic spectrum, it's very broad. And he said, if you compare it to a musical instrument, visible light only constitutes about one octave in that spectrum of electromagnetic energy. And yet, that one octave is what we have senses that are tuned to consume. We can see that one octave. And not only do we have eyes that can see it, we have a brain that can process the images and the wavelengths and make sense of them. And not only that, there is something that is built within us that when we see those images, it evokes a wonder within us and a beauty, an appreciation of beauty within us. And I think this is hand in hand with the process of simply getting outside and experiencing nature. Several years ago, 3.5 years ago now, I traveled up to Minnesota to visit a friend. 3.5 years ago, maybe. Yeah, I think 3.5 years ago. I traveled up to Minnesota to visit a friend. And he was having some difficulties in life with some challenges. And he was not a believer, but we talked at a very simple and basic level about life and connection. And he very much said, he said, there's something different when I get outside. I said, absolutely. I said, when you're all stressed out and you're all bound up and tied up and you know, nervous about things and not knowing where, I said, it's really beneficial to get outside, go for a walk. Especially if there was a place where he wanted to go and he took me. A place where... Oh, looks like there's something by the mailbox. One moment, I'm getting my mail. Let's see what, oh, it's a phone book. There was a place that was a park, and so we went there, and we went down to the riverside and just sat and talked. And it was a very, very nice time talking by the riverside. And he said, yeah, he said like this, he said, this is, you know, this is very peaceful to me. And I said, well, yeah, I said, you know, this is good. You should do this whenever you have the opportunity. Get outside, get connected. I said, 'cause this will calm your mind. And I think what's really happening underneath, where whether people realize it or not, is they get outside and they see the river and they see the banks and they see the trees and the birds flying overhead. And within them, there's something that says, this truly is magnificent. And whether they're realizing it's going on, that magnificence connects them to this simple, quiet, profound idea that there is more to life. I'm backing into my garage. That there is more to life than just going in every day to a job and grinding it out. And because of that, then people have, whether they're willing to acknowledge it or not, this experience of being outside where it doesn't seem quite as bad, that things feel like they're going to be okay. And the guy who did the talk was talking about this whole process of gratitude. I'm only going to have a couple of minutes before this shuts off, so we're going to do this fast. He was talking about this gratitude that is engendered when we're outside, when we realize that we can see the beauty of nature, what a wonderful gift that is. And we should be grateful for that. And he works on different movies with nature scenes and people talking about being gratitude. And he did one called Happiness Revealed. And he had both a child and an old man talking. And there were some really nice things in there. The old man was encouraging you that when you think it's just another day, remember that it's not just another day. It's today, and you've been given today, and your whole life really is the present moment, and that's what you've been given to experience. And to be grateful for that, and to look around and see the beauty that's around you, and to be thankful for your capability to see, and really look at the sky and realize that the sky is never going to look like this again. You know, that there's going to be differences, temperature differences and cloud differences, and that you have an opportunity right now to experience that, to really look people in the eye and look them in the face and be grateful for the experience that you have of seeing and for relating to people. Lots of really, really great things. And and being grateful for the fact that we have hot and cold running water, that there are people in the world that don't have it, that we have drinkable water, there are people in the world that don't have that, that we have electricity. That is about to click off here in a minute, and I'm going to lose my light. And he ended it up by saying, open your heart to these blessings and let them flow over you, that everyone you meet on this day will be blessed by you, by your eyes, by your smile, by your touch, by your presence. Let gratefulness overflow into blessing all around you. Then it will be a really good day. And I absolutely agree with that. That's what I try to do when I'm going through Walmart, is I try to keep my head up, keep my face up, and if anyone even looks like they'd be remotely interested in a hello from me, I tell them hello and smile at them. And the vast majority of times, they say hello and smile back. Often quite surprised. Oh, a hi. I was walking out of Walmart a couple of days ago, and there was a lady there who had a child who was in a motorized wheelchair, so it appeared to be somewhat of a permanent condition. She had Texas plates on her car. She was about my age. She was loading some things up. It was an unseasonably warm day. And as I was walking by, I smiled and said, "How are you today?" And she said, "Good." And as I was going, she said, "The weather is crazy." She said, "It's so warm." She said, "It was supposed to be cold." And I turned around and smiled. I said, I know. I said, I said, "It definitely is not usually like this here." I said, "This is what, it really is a beautiful, beautiful day." And I could have extended the conversation some more, but, you know, I decided we had had a moment. And so, you know, it's time to move on. But it's just that moment of opening up, of letting people see you smile, letting them be touched by your presence, letting them be blessed by a simple encounter where there was no grasping, no wanting, no desire to make things more, just, "Hey, how are you today? You're a human being. I'm a human being. It's a great day." Anyways, if you want to check out some more of this guy's artwork, it's very cool, these pictures. And they do sell movies that have like narration over them. I'm really thinking about going and buying his DVD. It's called Moving Art, MOVINGART.TV, Moving Art. And it was a really cool TED Talk. I know I probably should have done it a couple of weeks ago for Thanksgiving. The light just clicked off a couple of weeks ago for Thanksgiving, because that would have been the best time, but I only saw it till this week. So anyways, this is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.